Good morning, everyone. Nice to be back at our San Juan Homa. I'm still in the vibration of the recent journey, so I thought I'd share a few stories about some of the things that happened on the trip this morning. Save the high-powered talk for the future here. One of the nice features of being computerized is we were able to send back pictures as we went with stories and so forth. So even when we got to Singapore, they already knew all about what happened in Mauritius, commenting on it and things like, the only time we ever get 5,000 Hindus together is Thaipusam. It's a big event to them to think that 5,000 people had gone through the Dharamsala on the Ganesha celebration day. So it was a very uplifting trip, very successful, and very appreciated by everyone. And we started out in Malaysia at a mission satsang. The only problem was there were more people outside the house than there were inside the house. It's Guan Sivalingam's house. Those of you who know it, he has a small outdoor courtyard, but we were even out in the street. We had so many people there at once. And they had a nice little parade, Nagaswaram and Tavil parade. So they had to get us there on time because the Nagaswaram and Tavil had to go to the temple. And we got to walk up the street half a block, Nagaswaram and Tavil, and then they did a very long Guru Puja with lots of chanting. And we had a chance to have Jagannatha and Mahadevan do a short Ganesha Puja. He has a very large Ganesha there, like three or four foot Ganesha on a shrine on his front porch. And then we gave a short talk on the nine qualities to cultivate in children. We carried this everywhere, handed them out, and I'll summarize that later at the end of what we said, but very well received. And so the only problem is I have to split the group or do something next time. We can't really be outside and in the street. It's too many people. So we either have to meet in two different homes or have half the group one night and half the group another night, draw straws or something. So we'll work that out for the next Malaysia trip. Then we went on to Mauritius, and the first evening there was the Saturday, which was, again, a talk on parenting. And so we had sent all of the talks for Mauritius there ahead of time so they could translate into Creole. So that worked out really well because there was a prepared translation for each of the talks. And it wasn't just spontaneous trying to understand what I said, though I did throw in some stories and different comments that weren't in the text. So that introduced the material. Part of the idea was not that I thought everyone would understand everything about the nine qualities all at once, but just to get the idea out there, just to get people thinking about it, talking about it, which it did very well. Then the next day was Sunday at the Dharamsala, which was primarily for members and students, and the regular devotees who attend. On the first Sunday of the month, they regularly have the Homa ceremony conducted by the men, so they moved that to the second Sunday. So this was the second Sunday of the month that was constituting their monthly Homa ceremony. So the men conducted a very nice homa, and we gave Vishesha Diksha to Sivakumaran and Kavita, Marty Mutu, and quite a lot of Brahmacharya Vratas. Think of Veggie Vrata. A couple of other miscellaneous Vratas popped up. Oh, lots of teenagers taking their Brahmacharya Vrata. And then gave a talk on Diksha, the idea that Diksha is like, gave the analogy to the automobile. I'm sure you've heard Gurudeva use something like that before, that you know, you're sitting in an automobile and you want to, say, get from here to Luhui. So the first thing that's needed is we need the ignition needs to give a spark, right? To start the car running. So the diksha is like the spark. It starts a process in motion. But the car is just sitting there unless you drive it, right? You won't get to Luhui just because you got a spark. The engine started. No, you have to drive it to Luhui. You have to put forth effort. So in the same way, with each initiation, there's a sadhana given. So in order to drive, in order to move forward or make spiritual progress from the initiation, we need to be regular in the performance of the sadhana. Otherwise, it's not enough. It's just the car is sitting there and eventually it's going to run out of gas and stop without going anywhere unless we drive it. So similarly, unless we perform the sadhanas that we're given, we don't make the progress. And of course, in our case, the mantra diksha has the japa sadhana, and the vishesha diksha has the puja sadhana go along with it. So that worked out well, and mandapam looks beautiful, and a lot of grown vegetation around it giving shade, and it's really, really that part of the property looks quite finished and quite nice. Bit further down, and it's not obviously not finished yet.